Gathering at News, I'm Bill Wise. The COVID-19 vaccine is making its way across the nation, including to Missouri. Immunizations are already being given to some healthcare workers. Dr. Susan Bailey, president of the American Medical Association, says getting only one dose of the two-dose vaccine is not enough. She says getting a booster shot improves your level of immunity.
The immune system needs some time to work on this. You know, it needs some time to accept what's in the vaccine, to process it, and to develop the immune response. And then if you get an immunization again, your immune response is just that much more robust and may last longer.
The vaccinations are supposed to be taken about 3 weeks apart. A Missouri House committee has approved a proposed House resolution, which declares that the House has no faith in presidential election results from six key states. Ryan Houseworth has this report about last night's debate, featuring a heated discussion involving former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani.
The proposed resolution names Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia, Arizona, and Nevada. Former Mayor Giuliani, who's leading the Trump campaign's post-election legal challenges, testified via Zoom before the Missouri House Committee. Giuliani describes Philadelphia as a crooked Democratic machine. He alleges fraud in Georgia as well. St. Louis Democratic Representative Peter Meredith clashed with Giuliani.
I think that we're right to be upset about this action here today. And about your spreading of misinformation and lies that are inflaming things across our country at a time we need to move on and accept the results of an election. Thank you.
Obviously, you have no interest in the truth. All you have an interest in is lecturing.
I have no interest in more and more lies from you.
Giuliani responded by saying Peter Meredith is, quote, very dangerous because you're covering up a massive election fraud, end of quote. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
And city leaders in Springfield last night extended the city's masking ordinance into the spring. That extension lasts until April 9th. Many Missouri colleges and universities are not letting U.S. students study abroad during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kevin Timlin, who's executive director of International Education and Services at Southeast Missouri State University in Cape Girardeau, says the school is not allowing these experiences the rest of the academic year.
Those students go to several different European, South American, Asian destinations. But we've been working very closely with the students and the advisors to make sure that we're finding other opportunities for them to meet any degree requirements, if study abroad is a required component, or to defer this opportunity or the experience until a later date.
And the Conservation Department says Missouri's first elk was harvested in the state's first elk hunting season in modern history. Joe Benthal of Mount Vernon harvested a bull on Saturday near Ellington. Benthal was one of five Missourians receiving a permit in a drawing of over 19,000 applicants. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.